Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the time of year where you get together with old friends and you share some memories and you create some new ones. And Bob, we've got on the live line right now one of our oldest friends of this show. It's Jim Shereen, the proprietor from Schmoe's Brewery. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, you've got a big, I guess, marker coming up for your business. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, coming up later this month, we're having our 20th year anniversary for being open to Schmoe's. It's been an amazing ride.
There's not a lot of brewers that can say that,
right?
What? Nope.
Yeah. So, Jim, give us a... If our listeners don't know, and they should, because you've been with us since the beginning, and we so much appreciate your partnership with the Grillin' Guys, but tell us a little history about the Schmoe's. 20 years is a long time to be in the brewing business. It's changed tremendously over that period of time, and you've ridden the storm, so to speak. So why don't you just reflect a little bit on how Schmoe's is from where it started to where it is today?
It's been an amazing ride. It started out, you know, with the aspirations of growing big like some of the other big guys, and we started on that curve. Never really fully got to that point, probably due to just not us spending a lot of money. And I think that's what hurt a lot of the big guys, because they got into it and things started to grow. The market really took off and people started to invest and expand, and then the market dropped. And we didn't go down that path. Mostly to blame, I'll give her the blame. My wife kind of helped put the reins on me and kept me under control.
Well, you know what? Good for her, because we watched and we had, partners and other breweries that did that, and they invested big. And here's what you didn't do. You didn't borrow a whole bunch of money, and that's why you're still here, because the banks will take you out.
Right. Yep. Slow and steady wins the race. True. Yeah. Yep. So Jim, the evolution of your beer, 20 years – from where you started to where you are now, there's a lot of things that have changed, I'm sure. And tell us what you thought you were going to be making, and then where you end up today, and what are the popular varieties that you're serving.
Yeah, what's funny is there's some beers that we started making literally 20 years ago. We still have on tap today. Our Valley City Cream Ale was the very first beer we brewed, and that's been on tap almost every day ever since. There were only a couple of hiccups it wasn't on tap for a bit. But.
And I will tell you that if you're listening and you've never been to a microbrewery or never been to Schmoe's, and somebody in your party says, well, I don't like microbrewery, you know, they're too strong. That is a beautiful, mild, if your wife likes drinking Coors or something like that, you can give her a Valley City Cream Ale and she'll just go, wow, that's even better.
Yep. Yeah, we consider that our gateway beer. We bring people in with that. They drink a couple of those, and then they go back home, and their domestic beers don't quite taste the same anymore. And then they come in and look for something more, and we advance them onto the red beers and then the dark beers. It's been fun. But we've developed a lot of different beers over the years. You know, our Scotch Ale was developed. A Miracle was developed. Those are very popular. One of the biggest challenges we have is we come up with a beer. Everybody likes it. Says you got to keep this year round, and I've only got so many taps. There's only so many beers I can keep year round. So
right.
We try that balancing act of hitting what the customers want, but also keeping the variety out there because they like that as well.
All right. So you're taking your 20th anniversary, and you're celebrating with your mug club, and mug clubs, of course, for breweries are a great thing. Tell us what you're doing for the mug club members.
Well, we do a mug club party. We try to do like four of those a year as a group. We set it up as a potluck. Everybody brings in a little dish to pass, and we offer good beer, you know, good pricing on the beers with a big discount on the beers for them to come in. And basically, we just sit around and relax. Usually, an event associated with it. We do a Super Bowl party in the winter. On the 15th, we're doing one with our group, and we're going to be watching the Lions play. Hopefully they can beat the Bills on that Sunday. But we sit around, we watch the TV, we play cards, we socialize. It's just it's a good family gathering, and the folks at Schmoes are just amazing. Like I said, and I'm not doing anything major for the general public, because it's the Schmoes members that got us 20 years. If it weren't for those folks, we wouldn't have survived. Those people take care of me and the brewery like it's their own. So it's pretty special.
So if people are hearing this and they want to come down to Schmoes and join that mug club, what do they do?
It's just, you come in and we our mug club membership, it's a $45 per year membership, which is not much to look at. I mean, you get a dollar off your beers, you get dollar off growler fills.
I think it was 45 when you started.
yeah, we haven't changed that. yeah.
Guy like you and me, Bob, 1 month, dollar off, we'll have her paid for, right?
Yeah.
So, what a deal.
The folks come in there, they do the math real quick, and they figure out it's a good deal if they're in the area. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jim, you mentioned earlier that you can't keep all your beers on tap all the time, and some of them are seasonal. You have one that I've grown to love, and it's the Miracle off 28th Street. Is that back? That's a holiday beer, right?
That is a holiday beer, and unfortunately, that did not get on the schedule this year.
Okay.
We had to limit things just due to some other things going on.
It.
We had some challenges, and we had to make some decisions, and the Scotch Ale took precedence, but I will promise that will be back on the brew schedule for next fall.
Well, your Scotch Ale is somewhat like it. I mean, I would call Miracle kind of an old English style or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it's an old ale style. So it's not real bitter. It's just very, very mild. Got a little chocolatey flavor to it. A little bit of a kick to it because the alcohol's up there about 8.5%. So it warms you up in the wintertime.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it's like drinking bread.
So the Scotch Ale is the seasonal that's on right now.
Yes, we have the Scotch Ale on. We also brought the Coconut Crusher out again for this Christmas time. It's a toasted coconut stout, which is. We could describe it as like an Almond Joy candy bar. It's amazing the flavors that come through on that.
It's funny how many people like that. I remember when that first came out, and I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, it's popular.
Right. Really good.
It is good.
Really good.
Well, we're going to – I'm at least going to be showing up, and I'm going to bring in some barbecue. So make sure you have a little space for me to bring some hog in.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that. And I would like to invite anybody that's ever been a member of Schmoes, even if you're not a current member at Schmoes, you guys are welcome on the 15th. We're starting about 4 o'clock, so you come on out, hang out with us. I'm sure there's people in there that you met when you were in many, many years ago, because we've got a few members that are actually hitting their 20-year anniversary as well. So
wow. Yep. All right, make sure you tell me who those are. We're going to load them up with some barbecue.
Yeah.
Yep, we can do that.
All right. Jim, thanks so much. Schmoes Brewing Company, easy for you to say. Tell us again where you're at.
We're at 2600 Patterson. We're just south of the Patterson Ice Arena, just north of 28th Street.
So that's in Grand Rapids. If you're coming in from any other markets that listen to this, when you're coming in on 96, you get off on the 28th Street exit and head west. About a half mile, Patterson's right there, and just take a right.
Yeah. We're less than a mile off the highway, so it's real close, real convenient.
Great. All right. Jim Sharon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
Coming up next, what do you need after a good Schmoes beer? Maybe you want to talk about Bob's sausage. Your list of Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
That guy.